Choose Your Fate contains scenes of violence, coarse language, and mature subject matter, including alcohol consumption, references to sexual situations, and a gag vomit warning just before the 60-minute mark. Viewer discretion is advised.
Thank you for all your help.
Thank you for all your help. Honey, you only say that when they actually help you. They basically just wasted your time.
But they did help, Jasmine. They looked for something Sam might like.
Hardly. You gave them specific information to help you find a gift Sam would like. And what did they do?
Look?
No, they went to their storeroom of misery and grabbed all the stuff they haven't been able to sell in the hopes that you'd be desperate enough to buy it. Nothing they showed you even remotely matched what you asked for.
They still tried.
Oh, you're so naive, it's bordering on adorable. I will give them some credit for making it look like they were trying to help, but they didn't even bring you anything green. That was the bare minimum. Bring you something in your fiancé's favorite color.
Look, retail is a hard job. I mean it. It must be exhausting. Having to smile constantly, even when people are rude. And even when you've done all you can, it's still not enough for some customers who act like you're something they stepped in.
Oh yeah, retailer workers are saints. You're a nurse, Tori. That's the real hard job.
It's a different kind of hard job.
Look, in your line of work, people's lives are on the line. In retail, it's not like people will die from buying the wrong item.
They could. Like, if they buy something someone is allergic to.
That's not... Never mind.
But I'm dead if I can't find the right gift. Ugh. Sam is going to hate me.
That man loves you so much that the thought of hating you is impossible for him. Why don't we just go back to that first store? You said he liked that brand.
No! I can't just get him a sweater. We're not even married yet, and I'm already drawing a blank. Is this a sign my marriage is doomed?
No, but it's a sign you're throwing yourself into a downward spiral for no reason.
Easy for you to say. You know, you could support me and join me in the spiral so I'm not alone.
Tori, when it's time to spiral, I will always be there with you. But this is not the time.
What did you get Tyler for his birthday?
On his birthday, we were sort of off again, so I didn't need to be overly personal with my gift.
But you did give him something. I remember seeing a gift box.
I think I just gave him little things. Aftershave, his favorite whiskey, and...
And?
Oh, yeah. Birthday sex. We were on again after that.
Aren't you too tired of this back and forth already?
No. Not yet, anyway.
Sometimes I really don't understand you and Tyler.
I know, but it works for us. Same way things between you and Sam work in a way that's best for you two.
Yeah? Well, once he sees my stupid generic gift card, our boring socks, and a lame I love you mug, it'll be over.
And we're back to spiraling. Here I thought I managed to snap you out of it. Okay, just stop and take a breath.
But I...
Stop. Breathe in. Good. Now breathe out. Panic shopping isn't getting us anywhere. Where haven't we tried yet?
Not where. Who?
Who?
Isaac. He'll know.
What's up, Tori?
Hey, Tori.
Hey, Tyler.
Hey, gorgeous.
Not the time, you two. Text if you want to flirt. Isaac? I'm in trouble.
What kind of trouble?
Sam's birthday present trouble. I had the perfect gift organized, but he messaged me this afternoon to tell me everyone in his work chipped in to buy him the exact same book set I was going to get him.
Oh, no. And you didn't have a backup gift?
I didn't think I'd need a backup, so I didn't plan one out. I thought I was golden until this afternoon. Now I'm completely screwed. I can't think of anything that's good enough.
I'm sure he'll love anything you get him.
No! We're getting married soon. And I want to make this birthday special for him. I need a thoughtful gift.
Okay, we've still got time. Don't panic.
Too late.
Okay, you want something different that no one else will be able to give him? I've got the perfect place.
I knew I could count on you. Where is it?
It's called Past and Present Antiques. It's just a 5-minute walk from my place.
Antiques? Really? Can we all remind ourselves what age Sam is actually turning tomorrow?
Don't judge it before you see it, Jasmine. I've never left the place without buying at least one thing, and I've never been disappointed. You know what? I'll meet you there.
Thank you so much, Isaac. See you there.
Oh, Ty, you coming too so I don't die of boredom or get suffocated from all the dust and old person smell?
Hell yeah, I'm coming too. Don't worry, I'll give you mouth to mouth if you choke.
Okay, Tori. See you soon. Bye.
Bye. Okay, got the address? Let's go!
Tori, I know Isaac insists this place is the most magical place on Earth, but really think about it. You have a limited amount of time. Are you sure you don't want to go back to one of the other stores and buy one of your maybe options first? Just in case this place doesn't work out?
Jazz, I don't want a maybe gift for Sam. I want to find something amazing that will show him just how much I care about him. All those other stores have the same sort of things. And I can't risk someone else buying the same thing for Sam. Once was bad enough. At least everything at this antique store should be one of a kind. I'm willing to take a chance on this place.
Okay. If you're willing to give it a try, I'll follow your lead.
Thank you. You never know. You might find something you like, too.
Yeah, let's not get too ahead of ourselves, okay? Curiosity
prevails. Such atrocity. Time is
Hey, you two.
Hey, yourself. Honestly, how are you so flawless even when running?
I wasn't expecting you two to get here this fast.
Victoria, were you spiraling?
No.
She was hard. I nearly got my hand slapped off for pointing out my favorite store had a sale going on.
Your type of store isn't exactly the right place to find a gift for Sam. As easygoing as he is, I don't think he'd be thrilled about getting a little black dress for his birthday.
Depends on who's wearing it. Right, Minnie?
Okay, we can tease Tori all we like after she gets Sam's gift.
Thanks again for this, Isaac. Seriously, you're a lifesaver.
Please save all praise until after you see for yourself how great this place is. If you don't find something for Sam here, I'll kiss Tyler.
Oh, I'll take that bet.
You know, it really is a burden to be this handsome sometimes. But does this mean you finally moved on from your little crush on one of the shopkeepers here?
What?
Oh, so that's why you keep coming here. So we really could be wasting our time. You only suggested this place to come and flirt.
No, I swear, this place is amazing. Besides, I don't even know if Tessa's working today. But Tori, I swear, you'll find the perfect gift for Sam.
I really hope so. Okay, let's just go inside. We're wasting time I don't have.
Everyone, hold your breath. This might be the last bit of fresh air we have until we leave the Museum of Dust.
Nice, Jazz.
Wow.
Well, I gotta admit, this is a lot nicer than what I was expecting.
What were you imagining?
Something like an episode of those hoarder shows, only on steroids. You know, stacks of newspapers going back to the 50s, visible layers of dust, and no space to move. That kind of thing.
There's my favorite customer. Isaac, are these your friends you've been telling me about?
Hey, Tessa. Yeah, this is Tori.
Hey.
Jasmine.
How's it going?
And Tyler.
Saving the best for last, huh, Isaac? Hi there, Tess. Had Isaac told us how pretty you were, I think we would have dropped by sooner, huh?
Well, it's great to finally put a face to the names. If I remember right, there should be one more in your group?
Sam. Yeah. He's working. Also, it wouldn't be great if he were here, since I'm desperately shopping last minute for his birthday present. It's a long story, but Isaac promises your store will have what I need.
Oh, it's not my store. I mean, I wish. But yeah, I'm sure there'll be something suitable here.
Hey, where are you two going?
Exploring?
Yeah, we've already got Sam's gifts. Ooh, hey Jasmine, check this out!
Attention span of children, those two. I'm going to quickly make sure they know the rules of this place. I'll be back, okay?
It's fine, Isaac. You go ahead. I'll help Tori.
Thanks.
He really loves this place.
He's so protective of the items. I really appreciate that in him. Anyway, tell me about the things you have in mind for Sam's gift.
Honestly, I'm so frazzled that my mind's going blank at this point. I know that I know what he likes, but it's just...
Start small and simple. There's no need to panic. The store will be open for as long as you need it to be.
Thank you so much. Okay, simple and small. Let's see. He loves the color green. Books, like any subject. He'll read it all. It's weird, but he loves snakes. Says they're just misunderstood. He wanted to be a pirate when he was a kid. Loves nature. He said he and Isaac used to disappear for hours to explore the woods when they were little.
That's great. I promise you there's plenty of items here that will match any of that. How about...
Excuse me, miss. Could you tell me more about this?
Oh, yes, I'll be right with you. Sorry, I have to go see to them. I think if you head to that section over there, something will definitely jump out at you. Usually, items catch the attention of customers before I even have the chance to suggest anything. So just relax and take your time browsing, okay?
Okay. Thank you again. I feel so much better now. I have a good feeling about this place.
No need to thank me. Call me if you need any help. Or ask Isaac. He's nearly got this place memorized by this point.
Right. Thank you.
Sorry about the wait. How can I help?
Well, I was wondering about the history of this piece. Do you have the original records?
We have everything filed and stored. I'll go look for those for you now.
Thank you. That would be greatly appreciated.
Okay, shop. Do your thing. Speak to me. What would be the perfect gift for Sam?
It's been a little while. Do you think I should go check on her?
Isaac, remember your first time here? You disappeared for hours. You know this place is bigger than it looks. She needs time to look.
Still, it's starting to get late.
It's fine. I told Tori that I'd keep the store open for as long as she needed.
That was really kind of you. You sure you don't mind, though?
Of course I don't. If it's for a good reason. I'm not going to get in trouble for staying open a little later.
Really, you're the best.
Oh, don't call me that yet. Not until you see this.
Go ahead, open it!
Is this what I think it's gonna be?
I don't know. You'll have to open it and see.
No way! It's even better than I imagined.
I'm so glad you like it.
I love it. Honestly, tell your boss that they are the best at finding stuff. I've had a space in my home office for ages just waiting for this framed bee to fill it.
You might not be so thrilled when you hear the price.
When have I ever had an issue with the price? This, like everything else I've bought here, is worth it in every way.
Oh, Tyler, please be gentle with that.
I will. I just want to see if it'll make a rainbow in the light.
You can still do that if you hold it in both hands, not between just your thumb and finger. Please, this isn't a toy store.
Deep breaths, Tessie. He'll be good. Don't worry.
Jasmine!
Oh, relax, Dad. We know to be careful. Besides, if we break it, we'll buy it, and it won't exactly wreck our bank accounts if that happens.
Still, I'd prefer these items be treated with respect, regardless of if you can afford them or not. Their value isn't just monetary.
Okay, it's back on the shelf and not a crack on it. Well, not any new cracks on it, at least.
Can you two please just keep the touching to a minimum? The last thing I want is for Tessa to lose her job here because you two can't act your age.
Yeah, sorry, Tessa. Really.
Yeah, we didn't mean any harm. No more touching unless we're going to buy it.
Jess, look! Look at the mouth on the guy in that painting!
Oh my god, how tragic.
Ah, kiss me, Jasmine.
Never, not for all the money in the land.
There you are. We thought you'd gotten lost for a moment. Isaac nearly launched a search party for you.
Well, I could happily spend all day in this place. I still haven't seen everything.
Yeah, it takes a few trips before you even manage to see a majority of what this place has to offer, to be honest.
Do I even want to know what you two are doing? I can hear your voices all the way from the back of the store.
Just killing time with our new friend, Lord Fishlips?
Uh-huh. Are you guys going to buy Lord Fishlips? Or anything actually to make up for causing trouble?
Well, yeah, we're going to buy something. But more importantly, did you find something for Sam?
Yeah, I got some options here.
Okay, set them on the counter. Let us see.
Great choices. Personally, I'd go for the snake statuette.
Ooh, it's freaky but cool. Well, I guess he could put it in his office at work.
What about the book?
It was the first thing I picked up, but since I know he's got that book collection from work, this one might be a little overshadowed.
That's true. What's in this box?
Oh, this one's my favorite.
Oh, now that is nice. Look, it's on a green cushion, too. How perfect.
When I saw it, All I could think of was how similar it was to the one his grandfather had.
You're right. It's not exact, but it's very close. Tori, you have to get it for him.
Oh, you're not getting the snake?
No, I think it has to be this watch.
Of course it has to be that one. It's the only right answer. Oh, just think about this. Him wearing this on your wedding day. It'll be so classy.
I hadn't thought of that. Yeah, I could picture it. It'd be perfect.
Sam's your fiancé?
Yep. Not for much longer, though. The wedding's less than a year away.
Ah, well, congratulations to you both. Just to check, you're absolutely sure you want the pocket watch to be his gift?
Yeah, it has to be this.
Why are you checking anyway?
Choices about gifts for a lover are very important. Personally, out of them all, I would have chosen the snake.
Hell yeah, Team Snake.
No, I'm certain. The pocket watch it is.
Pocket watch it is. All right, and since you all seem to be buying something today, I'll give you all a discount on your purchases.
Tessa, that's not necessary.
Oh, there's no need.
What? What do you mean, no need?
Yeah, if she wants to be nice and give us a little something off the price, then we shouldn't argue. Right, Tessa?
Precisely. You deserve it.
Well, I don't need a discount. I've never taken one before. I'm not gonna start now.
Yeah, I was more than willing to pay double this amount to get the perfect gift for Sam. I don't need a discount either.
Very well.
Thank you again, Tessa. I'll definitely be back.
Thank you for coming by today. I'm sure we'll see each other again soon.
I'll wait outside. Bye.
Thank you. This place was a pleasant surprise. Bye.
Oh, thanks a bunch. This is gonna look so cool in my place.
I'm sorry about how obnoxious they can be at times. Deep down, they mean well. You didn't need to give Tyler or Jasmine a discount, honestly.
It's fine, Isaac. I'm just glad they picked something that suited them best.
About that, I don't want to sound weird, but you got a little tense about Tori buying the pocket watch for Sam.
Oh, yeah. I guess I did. It's just working long enough in a place like this influences you.
What do you mean?
After a while, you start to pick up on the old superstitions. I'm fine now.
Are you sure that's all it is?
I promise. Thank you for checking on me, though. Now, last chance. Are you sure you don't want that discount?
I'm absolutely sure, and I'm going to buy that camera, too, while I'm at it.
Camera? I didn't think you had an interest in that.
I've been curious about learning how to develop photos the old-fashioned way for a while now, so I think I should give it a try.
Well, you'll have to let me know how that goes.
Trust me, you'll be the first person I update as things develop.
Oh, that was bad, even for you.
Hey, it got you to laugh. I'll count that as a win. Thanks again, Tessa.
Anytime.
I am so ready to just lie down and slip into the world's best food coma. That was amazing.
No! No food coma for you yet. We need to at least stop by the bar and have a couple of drinks with the others. They want to see you too.
Only a couple. I don't want to go to wherever's planned tomorrow with a hangover.
You're always so sensible. Times like these make Isaac look like a wild party animal.
Hey! I can be a party animal, too. Just not when I have something to do the next day.
Still no hints about what it is you'll be doing?
Nope. You know Tyler and Isaac. When it comes to surprises, they keep their mouths firmly shut.
Yeah, I was shocked by how long they knew you were going to propose before you actually did it.
Well, I did tell them that I was going to marry you one day after our first date. So, it didn't surprise them when I finally bought the ring.
You're such a softie.
Only for you. Do you know why?
Why?
Because you're the best.
Aw, don't get mushy now before you get a drink.
The guys will blame me for it.
But I mean it. This is the best birthday. Because I got to spend it with you.
We only had dinner. I haven't even given you your present yet.
You didn't need to get me anything.
Yes, I did. I'd never forgive myself if I didn't give the man I love a gift on his birthday.
I hope you didn't stress yourself out about getting me something.
Maybe a little, but it was worth it. At least, I hope it was.
Baby, your days off are limited. You should be using your free time to rest and relax, not wasting it worrying about me.
If I'm doing something special for you, then my time isn't wasted. Happy birthday, babe.
This is... Where did you get this?
That antique store Isaac loves so much. When I saw it, all I could think of was that old photo of you when you were little and sitting with your grandparents.
Yeah. Looks just like Pop's watch. Tori, this is the best. Really. I love it so much.
Really?
Really. Almost as much as I love you.
Love you too. Come on. Let's get inside before we start getting pestering phone calls and messages.
Sammy has arrived!
Hey, there's Happy the birthday boy.
How much have you guys had to drink already?
Only a couple for toasting to your birth.
The others were just to be sociable.
Just be glad we haven't started on the shots yet.
Still think you're getting out of this without some sort of hangover?
Oh, I'm still sure, for now anyway. You sit down, I'll grab us some drinks.
I don't think so, Samuel Baker. Sit your ass down, your drinks are already ordered.
I'd listen if I were you, Sam.
We don't want her to break out the middle name, too.
Yeah, Samuel was more than enough.
Here you are. Happy birthday, by the way.
Thank you.
So, I see you already got your gift, Sam. Isn't it great?
Yeah, I love it. Hasn't my girl got the best taste ever?
It looked great on its own in the store, but seeing you with it just shows how much of a perfect match it is.
I seriously need to go back and thank Tessa.
You got that right. That doll I picked is amazing.
Amazingly creepy. He has it set up in his hallway so that it's the first thing you see when you enter. Nearly had a heart attack when I went to get him this evening.
Hey, you be nice to Jasmine Jr.
Nuh-uh, you are not naming that little horror after me.
Oh, can I be her godfather?
Of course you can. And she's not a horror. She's so creepy that she's cute. The next time you stay over, I'm gonna sit her at the bottom of the bed and play the music box I bought too.
I will kill you if you even dare. Why couldn't you have just bought something nice like I did?
Oh, I was so busy getting the pocket watch that I didn't even look at what you guys bought.
Oh, well, you don't need to worry about seeing Tyler's shameless impulse buy. Honestly, it's better you never lay eyes on it.
I finally got the framed bee I've been searching ages for.
Nice! I know how badly you wanted one, you little entomophile. Jasmine, what did you get?
I'm wearing it. Can you believe something like this was hidden away on one of the shelves of that place?
Is that sapphire? It's beautiful.
Just as well it was hidden, though. Otherwise someone else would have gotten it before you.
The best retail therapy buy in a while. Now, whenever I'm stuck in that library late at night, I can use this to remind myself that my torment is almost over and let my frustrations just wash away.
We're so proud of you, Jazz! Just another few weeks until you graduate!
That's what I keep telling myself. This PhD will be so worth it in the end, but even better than that, I won't have to lay eyes on that one librarian ever again once my research is finished.
What is your issue with librarians?
Not all librarians. Most of the time, they're sweet. This one? Oh, she is a nasty piece of work.
has hated me since day one, and the feeling is mutual. I just love to read
Okay, her. Easy, Jazz. You can't earn your diploma if you've been arrested for assaulting the librarian.
I'd kick her ass.
You'd so win, Minnie. Oh, gosh. It just got me thinking. I bet your mugshot would look so hot.
Aw, thank you, Ty.
Okay, before you two get all handsy, I have to know. What are we doing tomorrow? Can you please tell me now?
Okay, so we're taking you to that new outdoor adventure place. You name it, we're doing it.
Oh, no way. Seriously.
Ziplining.
Hiking.
Axe throwing.
Paintballing.
Yes! That is gonna rock! Excuse my reach. I'll clear these empty glasses away. Another round, folks?
That'd be great. Thank you.
Oh, before that, could you take a photo for us, please?
Of course. You got your phone there?
Not quite. Here. It's already wound. Just point and click.
Old school, huh? Okay, everyone. Get ready. On the count of three, say, Happy birthday! 1, 2, 3!
Woohoo! Happy birthday!
I can practically feel you vibrating through the phone.
I can't help it! Babe, this place looks so cool. I mean, I haven't seen all of it yet, but it's horses!
It's horses. That's some sort of outdoor adventure slang I'm not familiar with.
No, babe, there's horses here. You can even go horseback riding through the forest trail. Hey, honey?
I love you, but we're not honeymooning there.
Aww.
But we can definitely go together.
Yes! Oh, you're the best. Did you eat breakfast?
Yep, all finished. Coffee is almost done, and then it'll be off to the ward.
I hope today's a good one for you, babe.
I hope so, too. But I hope yours is even better. Have fun. Okay?
Oh, I will. You can be sure of that.
What's first on the schedule?
Hiking the forest trail to see everything. Then axe throwing. I think, honestly, I don't care. I'm so happy.
You deserve to be happy, baby. Just promise me one thing, okay?
Anything.
Please be careful. You're not a teenager anymore. So, enjoy your day, but just not recklessly.
I promise you to be careful. Everything here starts with an individual health and safety talk. Even if I wanted to be stupid, I couldn't.
I know you'd never do something stupid, but it makes me feel so much better to know that there'll be people there to make sure everyone behaves and does everything right.
Of course it does. Like you said, I'm not a teenager anymore. Can't be hopping into work with a sprained ankle because I didn't listen.
Or messing up your back because you threw the axe wrong.
Oh, yeah, my pride wouldn't be able to take that.
But if it did happen, I'd nurse you back to health.
You're too good to me. Oh, we gotta go.
Me too. Have a great day.
I'll call or message you later when you're on your break. Same time as usual?
Same time as usual. Love you.
Love you too.
Morning, Mr. Albertson. How did you sleep?
Would have slept a whole lot better if people didn't appear in the middle of the night.
I know it's not pleasant, but we need to keep an eye on you. You just got out of surgery.
I know. I've got the stitches to prove it.
Mm-hmm. And if those stitches get pulled or got infected, you'd want us to catch that sooner rather than later, right?
Yeah, I know, nurse. It's nothing personal. I just want my own bed now. This place isn't exactly relaxing to be in.
Well, if you keep progressing like this, I think Dr. Sullivan might be letting you go home in the next day or two.
Yeah, that's a relief.
Now, I said might. That doesn't mean you're definitely getting released. Remember, the final decision is hers, not yours or mine.
I know. Thank you. Oh, and Nurse Hall, you're a good kid.
Thank you, Mr. Albertson. You're a good patient. I'll be back later to check on you, okay?
Okay.
Ugh. The day's not even over yet, and I'm beat. Can't wait to get home, have a long shower, and hear all about Sam's outdoor adventure day.
Oh, so that's where the guys took him? Bet he's having the time of his life.
You should have heard him this morning on the phone. He was so excited.
I'd say so. He'll be in his element.
Yeah.
Hey, what's wrong?
It's my break, but he hasn't messaged or called.
Oh, well, he probably lost track of time.
Sam always remembers when my breaks are. Even if plans change and he won't be able to call, he makes sure to leave a few messages to let me know how his day's going, or to tell me when he'll be free again.
There's probably an innocent explanation. You said it was an outdoor adventure place? The signal could be awful, depending on where he is or what he's doing.
Maybe. Yeah. I'm probably overthinking it.
It's possible. But worrying isn't always a bad thing. It shows you care. Give it another couple minutes, and then if there's still nothing, give him a call.
You're right. I'll call him. And if it doesn't connect, then I'll know for certain if it's the signal or not. Hey, Isaac. I was beginning to worry. If you're calling me, then Sam's phone probably ran out of battery because he was busy taking too many photos. Am I right?
Not quite. Tori...
Oh, don't tell me he lost his phone. Put him on. I promise I'm not angry.
Tori, I'm outside.
Yeah. It's an outdoor adventure.
No, I mean I'm on your floor of the hospital. We're in the waiting room. Could you come out, please?
You're here? Why? Did something happen?
Tori, please, I need you out here.
Can't you tell me now?
No, I can't tell you over the phone.
Okay, I'll be right out.
They're here? That's strange, isn't it?
Yeah, Isaac sounded weird. I'll be right back.
Sure thing, Tori. I hope everything is okay, honey.
Tyler? Isaac? Where's Sam?
Tor, you should maybe sit down.
Sit down? For what? Guys, what's with those faces?
Tori, fuck, this is hard to say.
Isaac, you're shaking. What? What happened? Where's Sam? Neither of you have told me where he is yet.
Just please, sit. And we can explain.
Explain what? Oh, don't tell me he actually did hurt himself. Is he okay? What department is he in? Intake? X-ray? Why are you both here? One of you should be with him.
No, Tori, don't call his phone. He won't answer.
Why? Is he hurt that badly?
So... We were in the middle of our health and safety talks for... Well, it doesn't matter what it was for. But, Sam started to look off.
Did he faint? Who's with him now?
He collapsed. We called an ambulance right away, Tori. We swear we did, and the staff got the first aid people there super quick.
Tyler, you're not making any sense. Sam's fine, right? What did the first responder say?
Tori, they did everything they could for him. But it wasn't enough. Not even the paramedics could do anything.
I don't understand what you're saying.
Sam was... Tori, Sam's gone. I'm so, so sorry.
Gone. What do you mean? Like, no. He's not. This is some really bad joke, isn't it? He's gonna pop out from around the corner now, and Jasmine's going to have been recording this the whole time, right?
Tori, no. We'd never joke. Not like this. Fuck. I wish we were joking.
But you have to be. Please. Just tell me it's a joke.
It's not a joke, Tori. I'm sorry.
I swear, I'm not even mad. Just stop looking at me like that, please. Stop telling me this is real.
Tori.
Please. It has to be a joke because he can't be gone. He can't be.
I wish I could tell you differently. I'm so sorry, Tori.
We both are.
No! I just spoke to him this morning. He was so excited about today. I could still hear his voice talking about the horses. And...
Just let it out. I've got you.
Tori, do you want to try eating something now?
No, not hungry.
You're gonna waste away to skin and bones at this rate, Tori. Please eat something, even if it's a little bit.
No, thank you.
How about a nap? You didn't sleep last night either. I heard you pacing around the apartment.
Not tired.
Well, we know that's a lie.
Fine. I don't want to sleep. I can't sleep without... Like I said... I'm not tired. I'll sleep later.
Okay. We won't push you.
You know we're only asking you to think about resting and eating because we care about you, right?
I know.
Have you thought about calling the hospital?
For what?
Well, your doctor friend that spoke to you after Sam's funeral. She said you could call her anytime. Maybe she can prescribe you something to help.
Nothing is going to help.
We know you're hurting worse than we can imagine, Tori, but something to help you sleep might not be the worst idea.
No, it is. If I sleep, I'll dream. And if I dream, it'll be about him. And when I wake up, for one sickening moment, I'll think that none of this is real. Him being gone was just a horrible nightmare. And I'll be happy until it hits again.
Oh, Tori.
So just please let me. Let me deal with this my own way.
Sure. Sorry.
None of this is your fault, guys. It's just that none of this makes sense.
What doesn't?
This! He should be here! He should still be here with me! This shouldn't have happened.
You're torturing yourself trying to find a reason, Tori. None of us knew this would be a possibility.
But it wasn't! That's my point! Heart attack no one saw coming. How can I accept that?
That's what the coroner said, Tori.
I looked through his family history as far as I could. Neither side ever had anything like this happen before. No genetic conditions. No illnesses that could lead to this. There were no warning signs. Sam was healthy. He was healthy and happy, and this shouldn't have happened.
These things do happen, Tori. This world is unfair like that, and we wish it wasn't. Sam was one of the unlucky ones that left us without warning.
It's just not fair, Isaac. I want him back.
I want him back too, and I know it's not the same, but I have something. I'm still getting the hang of this developing thing, but this was from the night at the bar last week. Everyone else is a blobby mess, but I managed to get Sam's face to develop clearly.
He had the best smile. I can't believe this was a week ago.
Feels longer in one way and like only yesterday in another.
Yeah.
It's okay, Tori. I'll get it. Oh. Hello.
Hi. I'm sorry for intruding. Is now a bad time?
There won't be many good times. Not for a long while.
Right. Yeah. Silly question.
Sorry. I didn't mean to make that sound like I was having a go at you. It's just... everything. Come on in. I think a new face might help.
Oh, are you sure?
Of course. Come on in. Tessa's here to see you.
Tessa. Hi.
I hope you don't mind, but I asked Isaac for your address. I would have come sooner, but, well, I didn't want to crowd you.
You didn't need to worry about that. It means a lot that you came.
Still, I wanted to offer you my condolences. I just couldn't believe it when Isaac told me what happened. I didn't know Sam, but from how you spoke about him that day in the shop and what Isaac has told me, I can tell he was greatly loved.
He was. Look, that's him in the photo.
Such a kind face. Happy. I'm so sorry for your loss, Tori. All of you. Oh, before I forget, these are for you, Tori.
They're beautiful. Thank you, Tessa. I'm going to go find a vase to put them in. Please sit down.
She looks exhausted.
She is. She won't sleep in her room. Gets little naps here and there, but it isn't resting. At least one of us stays here every night just to keep an eye on her.
I just feel so helpless. Like anything we do or say is wrong.
It'll take time, Jasmine. The love of her life just died. As long as we're here for her, that's all that matters.
Tori's lucky to have you all supporting her through this tragedy.
Tessa, you okay?
I'm okay.
You look guilty about something. Does this have anything to do with that day at the store? About the superstition?
Yes, but it's silly. It's just a coincidence, nothing more.
What's a coincidence? What's the superstition?
Tori, I swear it's nothing. You've got enough going on. There's no sense in troubling yourself further.
That day, you double-checked if the pocket watch was what she really wanted to give Sam.
Oh, yeah.
Like I told Isaac, it was a silly superstition. It wasn't anything to really put much thought into.
But it is now. Tell me what it was.
Tori, this isn't going to help you in your grief. If anything, it might make it worse given the circumstances.
I want to hear it anyway.
There's a superstition that it's bad luck to gift a watch to a lover. It's an omen that their time left together is limited or almost over.
That's it.
Tori, no.
It's a coincidence, like Tessa said.
But it makes sense. That's the only possibility. This is all my fault. No, it isn't! Tori, come on. A pocket watch didn't kill Sam. Don't do this to yourself, please. But there's no other explanation. Sam took the watch with him that morning. I'm the reason he's gone. I did this.
I wouldn't wish this on anyone. I really wouldn't.
I wouldn't either. It's breaking my heart to see her like this.
But Tori's gonna crack if she keeps this up. She really can't think she's to blame for Sam dying, can she?
Tie, her head's all over the place. She isn't eating properly or sleeping. Sam was everything to her. She needs to find a reason why he's gone.
So she's blaming herself and a pocket watch?
I guess in her mind, she's finding a way to punish herself rather than taking out her anger on Sam.
Well, why would she be angry at Sam?
Angry that he left her, I guess. Angry that she has to live without him. Grief's a tricky thing.
Fucking awful thing. I hope I won't have to go through something like this for a very, very long time.
You and me both.
I don't know how you're managing to go to the library tonight.
Aren't you exhausted?
I know I am.
Yeah, I am. But I managed a couple hours of sleep after I left Tori's. I need to get this research done. As much as I want to stay with her, we also have to keep going on as normal.
Oh, did Tori manage to eat anything while you were with her?
Little things. Mostly picking it apart. She managed an hour of sleep on the sofa, though.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, up until she woke screaming and crying that it was all her fault. It was tough to watch. Harder to calm her.
You think she'll stop blaming herself?
When her mind clears a little, I think so. We just have to be there for her and reassure her that she wasn't responsible for Sam's death whenever she brings it up.
Yeah, she's not to blame, and there's no such thing as cursed pocket watches.
No such thing as curses, full stop.
We just need to remind Tori that if there were such a thing, Isaac would have been killed 100 times over by now.
That's a good point, actually. That kind of logic can't be argued against.
Yeah, he's been buying stuff from there since it opened.
That was a couple years ago, yeah?
Yeah, 2, maybe 3 years now.
Adding to that point, you and I are fine too. It's been a week since we all bought our stuff, along with that pocket watch, and nothing has happened to us either.
And I bought 2 things.
Ugh, don't remind me about that lapse in judgment.
Oh, come on. The doll's not that bad.
I'm not getting into this discussion again.
Hey, I got an idea. What if I brought the music box with me tonight?
What, to Tori's?
Yeah, I haven't played it yet, but I bet it's a lullaby or something. Those things are almost always lullabies, right? If I played it, maybe it might just be enough to help Tori get more than an hour's sleep.
It wouldn't hurt to try. You're a sweet guy, Tyler.
I keep telling you, I'm the whole package.
Okay, Mr. Whole Package. Take the music box, but don't you dare bring the doll. Tori's got enough nightmares to deal with. She doesn't need Jasmine Jr. adding fuel to that fire.
Oh, you finally said her name. I knew you! Holy fuck!
Tyler! You okay? What happened?
Oh, gah! Oh, I lost my footing on the stairs. I'm okay. Okay.
Can you please complain to the building manager about getting the lights in the stairwell fixed already?
Yeah, I will in the morning.
Make sure that you do. He needs to get it sorted before someone falls and breaks their neck on those stairs.
I promise. I'll bug the hell out of him tomorrow.
Good. I need to get back inside and do more studying. Let me know when you get to Tori's.
You got it, Minnie. Happy studying.
Happy is a word that does not exist in this building.
Oh, no. Bitch librarian tonight.
Exactly. Talk later, okay?
Okay. Keep calm. Bye.
Bye.
Evening, Jasmine Jr. Sorry, I won't be staying long tonight again.
It's okay, Papa. Come back soon.
Honestly, I don't get why Jasmine doesn't like you. You're a delight. Fresh clothes. Toothbrush. Charger. What else? Oh, yeah, music box, duh. Here's hoping you help out Tori. See you in the morning, Junior. Behave. No wild parties while I'm gone. That's for when I'm here, okay? Kisses.
Can't believe he named that creepy doll after me. I've never been so offended in my life. She doesn't even look like me.
Shh!
Oh my god, I wasn't even being loud. Whatever. Just focus on your studies, Jazz. Research is almost over. You've got this. You're not going to fail. Ugh, it's no use. I can't focus.
Excuse me. I'm looking for this book here. Where might I find it?
Have a seat. I'll go get it for you.
Thank you. Hey.
Hi.
It's
studying for finals?
Worse, PhD research. Finals for you.
You know it. Oh, hey. That's a pretty locket.
Mm-hmm. Oh, thanks. I got it at this weird little antique shop. They have some creepy stuff, but I managed to find one of the few nice things there.
No talking.
Sorry.
Your book?
Thanks. Is she always like that?
Usually worse. Shit, my pen's out of ink. Hey, do you have an extra pen I can borrow?
Yeah, here you go.
Thanks.
Can you please be quiet?
Can you lay off? I'm not even being loud. It's just extra quiet in here because it's late at night.
That doesn't matter. Keep your voice at a respectable volume.
Why? Are the books sleeping or something?
This is your final warning. If you disturb me again, you will have to leave.
Yeah, whatever. Jeez, I hate this librarian. Just a couple more weeks, and you'll never have to see her again. Just push through it. Ugh, she's finally gone.
Oh my gosh, that was intense. I usually study in my dorm, but I realized I needed a book I didn't have, so I came here. But if that's how the librarians are, I don't think I'll be coming back.
Right? Well, to be fair, it's just this one librarian. The rest are fine. So as long as you don't come late at night, you should be good.
Good to know. Where did she go, anyways?
Oh, she always goes on a little break at this time, so we can make a bit of noise if we need to.
Oh, thank God. I was scared I was breathing too loud.
You probably were, according to her.
Oh, God. I've been holding that in for ages.
Get all your yawns out before it's too late. Oh, that must be Tyler. Huh? Tori? Everything okay?
Sorry for calling you so late, Jazz.
Oh, it's no trouble. Hold on. I'm just at the library. Let me get to one of the side rooms. Wouldn't want the Libitian to get mad at me for talking on the phone.
Yeah, okay.
I'll be right back. Watch my stuff?
Of course.
Thanks. Okay, sorry about that. What's up, Tori?
It's nothing important or anything. I was just wondering if someone is coming to stay over at my place tonight.
Yeah, Tyler should be there. I talked to him maybe an hour ago. He probably got distracted by one of his MMOs, but he'll be there.
Okay, thanks. I'm sorry for being such an inconvenience. I feel so guilty that someone has been coming over every night since Sam. You know. I know I should try to be on my own because you guys can't be with me all the time, but it's just so lonely without Sam.
Hey, don't even worry about it. You're our friend, not an inconvenience. If you want to try to spend a night alone, that's your decision. We're all here for you, and we'll support you however you need us to.
Thank you, Jess. I appreciate it.
How about I come over tonight? I can call Tyler and tell him not to come. We'll have a girls' night. I can leave the library now and maybe grab some takeout from your favorite place. We'll throw on a movie and just take it easy. How does that sound?
Yeah, that would be nice. Thank you, Jasmine.
Of course. Anything for my bestie. Okay, I'll pack up, then head over. See you in 30?
Sounds good. See you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Breathe.
Hey, are you all right?
Six in the morning. I'm coming.
They're dead. They're both dead.
Tori, what are you doing here? Wait, what do you mean? What's going on?
Gone. Found at the bottom of the stairs and in the library. Oh my god. I can't believe. How is this? It's not real. Not real.
Whoa, calm down. Breathe. Here, sit down. I'll go get you some water. Here. Okay, now tell me what happened.
Tyler and Jasmine are dead.
What? Dead?
They both died last night. It was the Antiques, Isaac.
They're dead?
Did you hear me? The Antiques killed them.
Tori, come on. This again?
It has to be them. It's the only way their deaths make sense.
Look, sometimes bad things happen. I'll admit that it's strange timing, but...
You don't understand. Every bone in Tyler's body was crushed. That kind of injury doesn't happen from a fall down a small flight of stairs. We're talking about an injury that's more consistent when jumping off a tall building or a bridge.
Maybe he was on the roof and landed near the stairs?
What are you even talking about right now? Are you saying Tyler jumped?
Okay,
let's say that he did. How do you explain Jasmine drowning in the middle of the library? I know how this sounds, Isaac, but I know those Antiques had something to do with their deaths.
That's impossible, Tori.
I refuse to lose anyone else.
Tori, where are you going? Hey, that's my frame B that Tessa...
It had to be done, Isaac. I won't let you die, too.
Okay, I get it.
Did you buy anything else that day? Or since?
Huh? No, it was just that. I haven't bought anything else.
Okay, good. I need you to stay away from the antique shop from now on.
But...
Isaac, please, promise me.
All right, yeah, I promise.
Thank you. I have to go.
Go? Where are you going?
I'm going to get some answers.
Tori, what are you doing out here?
Need answers. Need to speak with you.
How long have you been standing out here?
Dunno. Don't care.
Tori, have you slept? You look like you're going to collapse at any second. I'm worried.
What? No! I don't have time to sleep. I need answers. Tessa, open the door!
Tori! Give me the keys! Tori? Please talk to me. You're really starting to scare me.
I don't want to scare you. I just don't want anyone to come in.
Do you want me to call Isaac?
No! He's not coming back here. He can't come back here. It's too dangerous for him.
Tori, is this about the superstition? Talk to me.
I want to know everything about the stuff we bought. You have that information, right? You know where they came from, don't you?
Yes, there's information, but Tori, it's not going to bring you the answer you want. The pocket watch and Sam's death was a coincidence.
It's not just about the watch. It's everything we bought. It's It's all cursed!
Tori, you know how that sounds. How can it be cursed?
It is! The Watch killed Sam, and now Tyler and Jasmine are gone too?
Wait, what?
Last night, both Jasmine and Tyler died. It can't be a coincidence. It isn't. It was those antiques. Now, will you please just help me?
Of course I will. But really think about this. Is looking at the past records going to help you? Truly help you?
I know it won't bring them back. I know I sound crazy and I feel like my mind is going to crumble, but I need to know. I'm desperate.
Okay. Come on through to the back office. I'll get you the records.
Thank you.
Take a seat. This might take a little while.
I know you don't really know me well, but I'm grateful you're doing this. Anyone else would have called the cops on me and had me locked away if they heard the way I was talking.
You've been through a lot, Tori. While I'm not convinced about this premise of killer antiques, if this helps bring you closure, then I'll do what I can. Are you sure you don't want Isaac here with you?
No. Can't risk it. He's the last person I have. Can't lose him, too.
If you're sure.
So you're sure nothing like this has happened before?
Well, some customers have died over the years, I won't lie. But nothing unexplained or supernatural.
How long have you worked here?
Here? Since it opened a few years ago. But I've worked with antiques for so long that it feels like it's my life's calling. Okay, got them all. Sam's pocket watch. Original owner lived well into his 80s. The watch was then inherited by his son, who passed it on. Was later sold at an auction in Germany before being bought and sold here.
No deaths?
No deaths.
But look at this! Notable features. Clock permanently stopped at time believed to be original owner's death.
Yes, it seems the watch stayed that way, even after attempts to repair it. Nothing worked.
That's the same exact time that Sam died too.
A broken clock can be right twice a day, Tori. Your mind is trying to connect things that are mere coincidence.
Just tell me about the next thing.
Tyler's porcelain doll, originally commissioned by a British lord for his youngest daughter's 5th birthday, remained in her possession until her death and, like the watch, it remained in the family until the estate was sold at auction.
Jasmine's
silver and sapphire locket. Now here is something unsettling.
What is it?
Original owner was murdered by her jealous lover. Was Jasmine murdered?
No.
Then I'm sorry to say, nothing here has anything to prove the items are responsible.
Fuck! I'm sorry. I don't know what's happening to me.
I do. You're grieving. And on top of that, your body is running on practically nothing. You're searching for something to obsess over to stop yourself from facing the fact the one you love is gone. To make matters worse, 2 of your friends have also died suddenly, all in the space of a week. That's more than anyone should have to deal with.
I just can't take it anymore. I'm just so tired.
You should really think about allowing yourself some rest. Proper rest.
It's just so hard to.
Come on, I'm taking you home. Everything will be better with a nice long sleep.
Thanks for getting me home. Sorry you had to lock up the store just to do that, though. You sure you won't get into trouble if your boss finds out?
Don't worry about me, Tori. Everything will be fine.
You can go back if you need to. I'll be fine. I need to get used to being on my own.
I know, but let me at least make sure you fall asleep first, okay?
That could take a long while.
Only because you're consciously trying to stay awake. But I'd bet with how drained you are, you'll fall asleep soon enough, whether you want to or not.
Thanks, Tessa.
If you want a drink or something to eat, help yourself to whatever you see in the kitchen.
Oh, no, you don't. Lying on the sofa is another reason you're not sleeping properly. Come on, which way is your bedroom?
No. I haven't been in there since Sam. Not to sleep, anyway. Just long enough to grab clothes.
I know this might seem pushy, but you need a bed. Your bed. You just said you need to get used to being here on your own. That includes sleeping in your room again.
Okay. Do you promise you'll stay until I fall asleep?
I promise.
No, it's too soon. I can't do this.
Yes, you can. You're doing so well, Tori. As soon as you lie down on that bed, your body will realize just how tired it is, and you'll be asleep in no time.
I don't want to dream about him.
Why not? If he's in your dreams, then that means he's still with you. Why deny yourself that sort of comfort? Come on, lie down.
It still feels wrong to be in here without him.
That'll pass with time. Do you want the photo of him you showed me?
Yes, please. I set it down on top of the dresser over there.
It really is a lovely image of you all. The perfect final group photo.
What do you mean? Only Sam's visible. Isaac didn't develop it, right?
Nope. I see Sam and Tyler and Jasmine all so clearly. Just you and Isaac aren't fully shown. Yet.
You're not making sense.
I really wished Isaac hadn't picked that camera. I really did like him, you know? Sweet. And you too. That's why I tried to convince you to pick the snake. It's best if you just relax. Like I said, your body is depleted of energy. You need to sleep, and I'll help.
What do you mean?
It's okay, Tori. I'll give you the answers you wanted. All of them.
I was right.
Partly. Honestly, I meant what I said. I did like Isaac and you. Tyler and Jasmine just had to ruin things. Otherwise, everyone would still be here.
Ruin things?
They disrespected me and my store. Well, I couldn't let that go unpunished, could I? The information I told you at the shop was true, but some parts of the antique's histories were left out. For example, Jasmine's locket. The original owner was murdered by her violently jealous lover. Want to know how?
No!
Of course you do. He drowned her in her bathtub. Then there was Tyler and the porcelain doll. I told you the doll stayed in the little girl's possession up until her death. Didn't say when or how she died, though, did I? Poor thing took a tumble over the top banister of her luxurious manor. Broke every bone in her body. Still not asleep? Your mind is so much stronger than I thought. I know what'll help, though. And in a way, it's perfect for you. You were so tired that you didn't even remember Tyler bought two things.
How did you get that?
Oh, I have my ways. You know, I would have been really annoyed if he'd thought to play this before the doll got the chance to work her magic. This one has always been one of my favorites. It belonged to a woman who was tormented with sickness after sickness. She could only find peace when this played. In the end, during her final days, this played constantly until she eventually passed. I'm glad I can give you this kindness. Unfortunately, Isaac won't be so lucky.
Isaac.
Don't worry, I'll go check on him. That's it. Let's sleep calm, Tori. Dream happy dreams of you and Sam.
Come on, Tori, answer the phone. Please, please answer the phone.
Hey, this is Tori. Sorry I can't answer the phone at the moment. Leave a message or text me.
Tori, I know this is the fifth message already, but please call me back. Or message and let me know that you're okay. Sam would never forgive me if something happened to you. Tori, thank God. I've been... Oh, Tessa, sorry. Please, come on in. I thought you were Tori.
You haven't spoken with her today?
She was here this morning, super early. You should have seen her, and she was in such a bad way. I mean, understandably so.
Grief is unpredictable. Some days are worse than others.
This was the worst I've seen her since the day I had to tell her Sam was gone.
Oh, Isaac, I'm so sorry. It's still so raw for you, isn't it?
Yeah, it's worse now, because Tori told me...
About Tyler and Jasmine. Yeah, she told me about them too when she came to the store this morning.
So that's where she went. I should have guessed. Tessa, I'm sorry you had to deal with all that. Had I known, I would have called you to give you a heads up. Were you able to calm her? Do you know where she went after?
It's fine. You don't need to apologize. We talked. I gave her the information she wanted. I took her home and made sure she went to bed. She was sleeping very deeply when I left.
Oh, thank goodness. That's why she hasn't answered any of my calls or messages. It's a relief to know she's finally resting.
Yeah, she looked peaceful, like she was having a good dream.
That won't last long, but we'll take what we can get. So you said you gave Tori information. What did you tell her?
What she wanted to know.
Do you mean you told her the truth or what she wanted to hear? You didn't make her more set on blaming the antiques, did you? One broken antique was enough to deal with.
What do you mean? She broke your antique?
Yeah, she said she couldn't risk losing anyone else, stormed into my office, and smashed the bee on the ground.
Show me.
I hurried to get changed and tried to find her. Didn't get a chance to clean it up. I've been busy worrying about where Tori was.
Oh no. Even if it was cursed, it wouldn't have done any good to smash it like this.
She's adamant that everything is cursed. I'm just glad she didn't start trashing the store.
So am I. You asked if I told her the truth or what she wanted to hear. I told her both.
That doesn't make sense.
It does that they're both the same. I told Tori the truth and, given what's unfortunately about to happen, I owe you the truth too. You at least deserve that much.
What's about to happen? What does that mean?
You picked the camera. Part of me wishes you had picked anything else. You should have gotten a kinder end. Like Tori.
What are you talking about, Tessa? That's not funny.
No, it's not. The truth is rarely kind in times like this. Do you want to sit down before it happens?
No, I don't want to sit down. What the hell is going on? You're acting so differently all of a sudden.
I'm trying to tell you the truth, so you know what's happening and why.
No, you're starting to talk like Tori.
You and your friends all met your ends because of the antiques that were picked.
Are you making fun of Tori when she's just trying to cope with her grief? You need to leave. I'm not listening to you when you're like this.
Isaac, look in my eyes. Do you see any humor there? Any deception? I'm not lying to you. You'll soon be gone, like Sam, Tyler, and Jasmine.
Shit. You're serious?
Deadly.
Wait, you didn't say Tori. What did you do to her?
She doesn't have an antique, so I had to deal with her another way. But don't worry, I was kind. She won't drown like Jasmine or break like Tyler. But her fate is permanent all the same. She's sleeping, like I told you. Think of it like a coma. She'll be in that state until her body eventually gives up. Painless. Peaceful.
And me? What's my fate?
One I wish could be avoided. Sadly, this was the way things played out. We had a good run, though.
So what changed? Why did it play out this way, as you said?
Essentially, you have better taste in antiques than you do in some of your friends. If you just let past and present be your little haven, we wouldn't be standing here today.
No, don't say that. Don't blame me for this.
I told you, the truth isn't kind in moments like these. If you hadn't suggested my store to your friends, we'd be continuing our cozy friendship.
Stop.
Tyler and Jasmine would be... Well, who cares what they'd be doing?
Please, that's enough.
Tori and Sam would happily be planning their wedding.
Stop!
You're right. It's too late for pointing blame and playing a game of what if. It's almost time, but don't worry. I'll be taking the antiques back into my care when you're gone. I do want to thank you for taking such genuine care of them all this time.
Don't touch them!
Isaac, you won't be needing them anymore. Oh, you're looking flushed. It's starting.
Why is it so warm in here? Smoke?
The original owner of the camera died in a fire. An awful way to go. But over the years, his cameras developed a fun little quirk. That pun was unintentional, I promise. Anyway, after the physical photos the camera takes have been produced, they only show the subjects clearly when they're dead. It's okay, Isaac. It'll be over soon. Such a shame, but I can't deny how much I love when there are no loose ends. Oh well, back to work. But first, I need to take you beauties home. I've missed you. Hello? Yes, this is the owner of Past and Present Antiques speaking. How can I help you? If you can give me about 15 minutes or so, I'll be back at the store, and I promise you won't be disappointed. Whatever it is you're looking for, I can assure you you'll find it in my collection.
Choose Your Fate was written by Carrie Murphy and Jenna Oliver. Starring the voice talents of
Amber Burrell as Victoria Tori Hall,
Nate Washko as Isaac,
Betty Sequeira as Tessa,
Vanessa Benoit as Jasmine,
Max Adrian Burton recording for Tyler,
Ryan Hoyle as Sam Baker,
Kiji Burbank as antique shop customer,
Dante Majors the waiter,
Terrence Addison as Mr. Albertson,
Shakira Dunn as Dr. Sullivan,
Melissa J. Lackey as librarian,
Justine Leah Hintz as student.
Music by Key Garland. Key art by Angie Min. Casting by Carrie Murphy and Jenna Oliver. Directed by Jenna Oliver and Luca Xavier. Script editing by Jenna Rose. Audio editing by Jenna Oliver and Heather Main. Thank you so much for listening to Choose Your Fate. If you like this episode, please feel free to check out our Linktree, linktr.ee/wolfmagpiemedia.